Elitzioin ve'oreho, k'moy ishah v'tzireho. The piyut in the kinos describes the terrible suffering of Klal Yisrael as birth pangs of an isha that has tzirei leida. The Sfarim explain, yes, it's geferlich, very hard pains, but you know what's coming. The chazoin, the vision, the knowing that we're going to have a leida, and that there's already a havtocha that this leida, this is the leida of the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, there's no daigus about what it's going to be, and that it's going to be l'toiv. So on one hand, there's geferlich, yisurim, and sorrow, but it's tzirei leida, k'may isha b'tzireha. There's a fascinating Ora Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayera. Vashem poka de soro kasher omar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already mavtiach that there's going to be a leida. Nevertheless, we know Chazal say that when Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech, hamispalel ba'at chaveiroi hunene tchilo, and that's why he was zoicha to leidas Yitzchok, because he davened for Avimelech. And the Ora Chaim HaKadosh asks, but there was already a havtocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised that there's going to be the leida. Says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh over there, Ki kasher yirtza Hashem leheitiv, yazmin ha-mitzvah sheskulosa hi ha-toiva ha-mizbakeshes. Yes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do toiv, he doesn't want it to happen by itself. It gets triggered by a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin the mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu davened for Avimelech, that was the trigger to bring on the leidas Yitzchak, which was supposed to be. B'doy melezeh, in Geulas Mitzrayim, there was a vada havtocha, pokoy yifkoy, that they're going to go out. But what was the trigger? Dam Pesach and Dam Milo. Another example, over there in Parshas Vayera as well, Loit was promised Hashem is going to take him out of Sodom, but he was saved because he tried to save the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that yes, when there's going to be the Yeshua, the Geula, the Pediah, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin the mitzvah shesgulosa hi hatoiva. So we have to realize in the terrible, geferlich, scary situation that we're in. But on the other hand, really what's going on over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for us to do that last push, that last hishtadlus, the last nekuda that's going to trigger to bring it on. Now on the other hand, we have to realize, what do we have to do? First of all, the Pasuk says, Ein Menachem Lo. Ein Menachem Lo. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, he says, what does it mean, Ein Menachem Lo? He explains, Ein is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Ein or Ayin. You know, the Gemara says, Ein Mazal Yisrael. And Tosfos asks in Moed Katan, what do you mean? There are mazalos and bani v'chayim mezoini b'mazal talya. So he explains, no, Ein is the mazal for Yisrael. Ein, this midah of Ein, this midah of realizing that we're totally nizbatel to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ein, there's nothing else in the world. Ein oid milvadoi. Ein, stelling to this midah of Ein, menachem lo. That's what's menachem us. The nechama is that we realize Ein oid milvadoi. And that's what it means. Ein is mazal li Yisrael. Mazal is the shefa. Yizal mayim midolyoy. The shefa that's going to come to us is because we shtel tzu to midas ein. So that's the first nekuda to realize. The nechama is that vision to realize that that's what we're headed. Now, of course, we're waiting for the nechama. We're waiting for the nechama. The nechama is, we say, nachamu nachamu ami. A fascinating ha'ara. Nechama, people think, means to console, to comfort, to be mefayis. And it's true. That's a meaning of nechama. But the truth is, nechama, it says by the Mabel, nichamti ki asisim. Hashem says, I changed my mind, nichamti. A person changes his frame of mind. That's the true nechama. The nechama is looking at things differently. There was a famous Tana, nochum ish gam zu. Nochum, nechama. Why was he nachum? Why was he nechama? Because his attitude was gam zu l'toiva. This yesoid, changing the frame of mind at any shvera shreklecha, supposedly ra matziv, to look at it and to know gam zu l'toiva. That was nachum ish gam zu. And his famous Talmud, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says, the famous Gemara in Makis, nichamtani achiva nichamtani. Because the nechama is to realize and have the focus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Tzirei Leida, and we're getting ready for the real thing. But in the interim, we have to associate and connect with Torah. Ein lanu menachem, ein lanu shir rak haTorah azois. Fascinating story. There was this Yid that came in the 1980s from Russia when there was Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of Russians. He was dafka, an Erlich Efrumi Yid, was a Shoimer Torah mitzvahs, but a very simple, he because he knew how to say a few kapitlach tehillim. And he went to Bnei Brak and he insisted he wants to learn in Koil Chazanish, with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, learned them with Gedoyle, Avreichim, and Cheshuvim, and he insists he wants to learn there. And they told him, you know, there's other maybe misgerot, places where you can go that's more appropriate for you, your level, your kind of people. He insisted, no, he wants to be in Koil Chazanish. After 2 years, he was there. They asked him, he was older, they asked him, what's your Indian? He said, listen, many years ago, I was a young bacher coming back from yeshiva in Russia, and I was on a train, and somehow there was no seats. I got stuck in one of the wagons of the train where there was a whole bunch of chuliganim that made a big ruckus, and they took down a picture of Stalin, and they made a problem. They were arrested, and I had nothing to do with them. I was not part of their group. I was sleeping on the train, and I was arrested, and I was sent to Siberia for 20 years, and they told me, you were part of that group. You were with them. You're associated with them. You're shaykhus to that group. So he says, I don't know. I suffered a lot because of that. But one thing I know, when I go up to Shemayim, I'm going to say, I was in Koil Chazanish. And they'll say, yeah, but you stam was sleeping there. You were grada there. He said, no, I'm associated with where I was. I know that. Lamarati etza al besari. This is what I have a connection to. This is my shaykhus. This is what I want to be part of what I am. Now we have to know that we have to have a shaykhus bazunda with Torah. There's a fascinating gra. The Gra says that malachim are able to say Shem Hashem after three words. Kadosh, 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 Havaya. After three words. Aber Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is down here in this world. Seven Rekiim underneath in this world. When we say Nekadosh Es, Shimcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemagdishim V'chuli, we say Kedusha, we have to say 21 words because we go through seven Rekiim. So whereas a malach can say Kadosh, 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 three words, and then say Hashem, we have to have a whole 21-word rendition of Naritzcho or Nekadosh. It's 20 counted, it's 21 words. It's 21 words to get to Shem Hashem. But that's without Torah. With Torah, V'keraftonu malkeinu l'shimcha hagodol be'emes. Be'emes al yidei Torah. So then l'hoidois l'cha. Baruch kvoid, Hashem, after two words. U'liyachedcha, Shema Yisrael, after two words, Hashem. Be'ava, v'ahavta es Hashem. When you're on that darga, you're able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu even in Golis right away after two words. Now we have to know that certainly in these trying times, and always against you, we know there's chazals like that, that every mitzvah we do, every ma'ase toiv, every machshava toiva builds another even, a levain in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is being built al yedei the avonim that we put. But I still brought down a fascinating ha'ara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person makes a wall of stones, but he doesn't use any tit, any cement to connect the stones, so the wall comes tumbling down. In Hilchas Meleches Shabbos, Zeh Nosen Es Avonim V'Zeh Nosen Es Atit, the one that put the tit is Chayiv, because the tit is the Bniyah. Now, if every mitzvah or machshava toiv or ma'isa toiv we do is the Avonim, what's the tit? The tit is the machshava, the passion, the rotzoin to be mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rotzoin to be mischaber to another Yid. That rotzoin and machshava and shuka is what's mechaber bein ho'avonim, sheyibone, that it should taka turn into a binyan, b'meheira v'yameinu, amen.